This is Diana Panton. You're listening to 101.5 The Hawk.
Once again, please refrain from using ethnic slurs. That said, let's take a look at the scores. Sean Connery has set a new Jeopardy record with negative $230,000.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you, Trebek? What with your dago mustache and your greasy hair?
Look, what did I just say about ethnic slurs? Just go to animal sounds for 600. This is the sound a doggy makes. Mr. Connery.
Moo.
No.
Well, that's the sound your mother made last night.
Okay, that's not necessary. Good Lord! We would have accepted Bow Wow or Ruff.
Oh, Ruff. Just the way your mother likes it, Trebek.
Come on, that is way out of line. Mr. Vittles, what are you doing?
Yeah, I found this backstage. Oversized hat. Funny.
No, it's not. And the category is... You know what? I tell you what. Just write a number. Any number. Any number and you win. We'll accept any number. Any number at all. A one or a two or a three. Or how about a four? It's that simple. I know you can do this. The category was numbers and you wrote a letter V. Well, I tell you what, my friend. V is a Roman numeral. So, despite your best efforts, you answered correctly. Let's see what you wagered. Suck it, Trebek. That's all the time we have. Good night. Would you get that off me?
And hey, everybody, we are back once again. This is the Soundtrack Show. My name is Mark, and for the next hour or so, playing some music from some movies, as we tend to do on a show called The Soundtrack Show. Off the top there, you heard a little bit of the best of Sean Connery on Celebrity Jeopardy on SNL. As it's the damnedest thing. Within a week, we lost two greats of entertainment, both Alex Trebek and Sean Connery. So while this originally was going to be kind of a Sean Connery tribute show, I had to do something there. And just the two of them at the same week, it just seemed fitting. Will Ferrell, Daryl Hammond, of course, as Trebek and Connery, and have always been hysterical in those roles. So I know I've always enjoyed them. I mean, everybody else has. It's silly. And suck it, Trebek. I mean, how can you go wrong with the humor in there? And the story I heard was that it was a post SNL rap party, and the two of them, Will Ferrell and Daryl Hammond, are just sitting around yakking, and they're doing different voices to just try and one up each other. And then they got into this kind of tangent of Alex Trebek and Sean Connery, and Sean Connery telling him to Alex what he would like to do to his mom, and I'm sure it was a bit dirtier off camera, but on camera stuff is just gold. So there you go. I had to start that off. So I salute Alex Trebek and Mr. Sean Connery. So to that end, we are doing mostly Bond stuff for the next hour. A little bit. I got a couple tunes I think I'm going to play toward the end from Highlander, which is my other favorite jam Sean Connery movie. Highlander 1, to be clear. Because Highlander 2, no, just no. It's one of those sequels that should never have happened. I remember being in the audience with my friend Don, circa like 1992, at the Center Mall Cinema, when there was a Center Mall Cinema, and just waiting for the sequel to what I, at the time, thought was one of the best movies ever made. And I still think that, because Highlander is just an amazing story. And so unlike anything else, and just brilliant. But then, like so many other great ideas, they just milked it dry. And that was unfortunate for Highlander. Christopher Lambert, of course, was the Highlander, an immortal tasked with chopping the heads off of other immortals as they travel, as they basically live through time and get to the time of the gathering, which is a time when only a few of the immortals are left, and they fight till there can only be one. So, if you know this show, you know that movie. I'm guessing. Call it a hunch. Either way. So, a couple from there. The Bond stuff we play in the next little bit is going to be, for the first few, are going to be Sean Connery, and then we'll jump around the franchise a little bit. Not necessarily in order. We'll have some fun with it. So, without further ado, we'll play the original James Bond theme by Monty Norman. This was the theme from Dr. No, the first Bond movie way back in 1962, starring, of course, the almost immortal Sean Connery. Thank you.
Jane.
There you go, the original Bond theme from Dr. No. And also following that was the remix from Moby. So there you go. Nancy Sinatra did this one. You know Nancy Sinatra. She's, of course, the daughter of Frank Sinatra. And also her biggest hit was These Boots Are Made for Walking, which is a funky tune, but this is not that. This says You Only Live Twice from the film You Only Live Twice.
asking are all gone. His fight goes on and on, but he thinks that the fight is worth it all, so he strikes.
Tom Jones and Thunderball from this film, Thunderball 007, of course, as we pay tribute tonight to the late, great Sean Connery. And, of course, the rest of the films in the 007 franchise. So that was that one. Tom Jones is still one of my favorite crooning voices. Him, between him and Dean Martin. I think the two of them just had the most amazing voices. I say had, but Dean's no longer with us. Tom Jones is still kicking. So he's trucking along there. Anyway, as we continue on through the Sean Connery Bond catalog, Shirley Bassey and Goldfinger. This is the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
A cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin. But don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever. Hold one up and then caress it.
Diamonds in the sky, if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Forever, ever, forever, ever, 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 ever. Close your eyes and imagine, feel the magic. Vegas on acid, seen through East St. Laurent glasses. And I've realized that I've arrived, cause it took more than a magazine to kill my vibe. Does he write his own rhymes? Sort of, I thank him. That mean I forget better than you ever thought of. Damn, is he really that caught up? I ask, if you talking about classes, do my name get brought up? I remember I couldn't afford a Ford Escort or even a Ford track recorder. So it's only right that I let the top chop on a drop top Porsche. Spoil yourself, that's important. If you strip her name Porsche and you get tips from any man, then your fat friend, her nickname is Minivan. Excuse me, that's just the Henny, man. I smoke, I drink, I'm supposed to stop, I can't because... Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Forever, ever, forever, ever, 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 ever. I was sick about awards, couldn't nobody cure me. Only player that got robbed and kept all his jewelry. Alicia Keys tried to talk some sense in him. 30 minutes later, seen there's no convincing him. What more could you ask for? The international, national. Who complain about what he is old and throw a tantrum like he is 3 years old? You gotta love it though, somebody still speak from his soul. And wouldn't change by the change or the game or the fame. When he came in the game, he made his own lane. Now all I need is y'all to pronounce my name as Kanye, but some of my plastics still say Kane. Got family in the D, kin folk from Motown. Back in the shy, them folks ain't from Motown. Life moving too fast, I need to slow down. Girl, and give me no need to go down. My father Ben said I need Jesus, so he took me to church and let the water wash over my Caesar. The preacher said we need leaders. Right then my body got steel like a paraplegic. You know who you call, you got a message to leave it. The rocks stand tall and you would never believe it. Take your diamonds and throw them up like you believe it. Yeah, the beat cold but the flow is anemic. After debris settles and the dust gets swept off, Big K pick up where Young Hov left off. Right when magazines wrote Kanye West off, I drop my new, it sound like the best of. A&R's looking like we messed up. Grammy night, damn right, we got dressed up. Bottle after bottle till we got messed up. In the studio, but really though, yeah, he next up. People asking me is I'm gonna get my chain back. That'll be the same day I get the game back. You know the next question, dawg, yo, where Dame at? This track the Indian dance to bring our rain back. What's up with you and Jay, man? Are y'all okay, man? They pray for the death of our dynasty like amen. Right here stands amen, with the power to make a diamond with his bare hands. Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme.
There we heard Diamonds Are Forever, the original by Shirley Bassey. And that cover slash remix thing that Kanye West did from the movie Blood Diamond. So do something a little bit different there. That takes us to the end of the Sean Connery ones. I didn't mention From Russia With Love, but it's a Sinatra tune. It's not a bad one, but it's kind of slow. So I just wanted to move on to other things. Anyway. Before I get to the next song, I just wanted to comment on something else. Of course, the other big chunk of news in the world is that Donald Trump is probably out as the president of the United States, waiting for the official federal count to come in of the ballots. But so far, aside from him whining, it looks like this is it and he's done. So Biden is in. So congratulations to President-elect Biden. Good luck with that. Next up, we have, we're not doing the rest of the order, we're doing a bunch of them that are really cool tunes from the Bond franchise, with this one for now. Tina Turner, Goldeneye, from the first Pierce Brosnan 007. Probably the best Pierce Brosnan 007 movie as well. They kind of got silly after that.
This is the end. I
Theme from Skyfall. As tonight, we started off doing a tribute to the late great Sean Connery, and now we're just doing all things 007, because also to celebrate at some point, and hopefully not too distant future date, we'll have the premiere of the next film, which has been in the can and was delayed several times now. It was supposed to have originally been out in the spring, and then the fall, and then Christmas at this point, and then who knows if it's going to come out before next year. Because they actually want to play it. You know, these things cost $200 million a piece to make, so at some point they'd like to make their money back. So it would be nice if it actually gets released to a theater. I know I'll be there. Socially distanced, of course. And we'll go back to the one of the first Roger Moore James Bond movie, and one of the better ones of his. Of his run as 007, and of course, it's the Paul McCartney and Wings, Live and Let Die. This is the soundtrack show on 101.5 The Hawk.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever changed, makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
Live and let die. this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in a cry. Say, live and let die.
Covers me, but you know the plan.
Title track from View to a Kill, the last Roger Moore 007 movie. And it takes us into a move a little bit forward. Chris Cornell, of course, from Audioslave and Soundgarden, had a big hit, solo hit, with this one. Do You Know My Name from Casino Royale on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk.
Oh, should have known I'd leave alone just goes to show that the blood you bleed is just the blood you own. We were a pair, but I saw you there. Too much to bear. You were my life, but life is far away from fair. Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else that I
No Time to Die from the upcoming, who knows when it'll be debut, James Bond movie, No Time to Die, the final of the Daniel Craig series. So, as I mentioned off the top, we're paying tribute to the late, great Sean Connery, a little bit of Alex Trebek at the beginning. But I got one more song from another Sean Connery movie that's not 007, and that's, of course, the movie Highlander. Came out in 1986, starring Christopher Lambert and Sean Connery. Sean Connery played of course, he's got a very thick Scottish accent, and for whatever reason, he's in the Highlands of Scotland playing an Egyptian man who was also working for the King of Spain. I don't know. And was incredibly talented with katana. That's a samurai sword. Apparently invented a couple thousand years before the samurai sword was. But that's a great story, part of the movie. And he lost his head, as immortals tend to do in this film. These films. He was also in the second Highlander movie, which, again, Sean Connery's parts, he was fun to watch, but it was a terrible movie. So don't, just don't. If you're curious, just don't. It's like Googling bad things, just don't. Anyway, without further ado, from the soundtrack for the film Highlander. It's Queen, It's a Kind of Magic. as we take it home on the Soundtrack Show. So until next time, have a great week. Be excellent to each other, and have a good one. We'll see you next time. It's a kind of magic.